Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. And we've made it. We've made it to the end of 1 year, and the start of another is right around the corner. So, as I did in the previous episode, I kind of wanted to revisit and turn and look ahead. So I want to start this episode by asking the question, how did 2021 go? I'm sure no two people had the exact same experience. And I'm sure no two groups of kids learned the same things or gained the same skills or had the same interests. And that is what makes each of us individual and unique. And it's what makes life fun. We all take in the world around us in different ways, at different paces, using different methods. And what I want to use this week's time together for is to think about, how did 2021 start and how did it end? Were they the same? Were they different? Was the middle even more different than the beginning or the end? What were the things you and the kids in your life discovered? Or discovered again? What were the things you did for the first time? Did you have favorite moments of discovery, of wonder, of challenge, of overcoming an obstacle? These are all things that we've touched on in different ways throughout this year, where a lot of things were still unknown and unfamiliar, yet had a little more sense of familiarity than the year prior. And so I really want to encourage you to think about, how did 2021 go? How did it start? How did it progress? And then how did it finish for you and for the kids in your life? What are the things that you learned? What are the things that you experienced? And from that, how do you want to start 2022? What are the experiences you want to have? Or that you want your kids to have, or your students to have? What are the things that you're going to pursue in 2022? Each year brings us a new book to write. And I like to think of each day as a clean page in that book. I am sure that if you sit at this end of this year and reflect and think and converse with the kids in your life about the things that they did learn and the things that they did experience and the things that they realized about themselves and the people that they spent their time with, each of those days of 2021 would tell very unique stories. And that's a fun way to look at ending one year and starting another one. What story did 2021 tell? What story do you want 2022 to tell? I think creating a story around 2021 could be a really fun family, classroom, community activity. What experiences did you have? What lessons did you learn? And how can you turn those things into the story of 2021? I think that the kids in your life, as well as the adults in your life, would really enjoy engaging in that activity. That reflection, that almost re-experiencing of the things that you crossed paths with throughout the previous year. It's also a fun way to look at how much we've grown and changed and evolved in the way that we think and the way that we feel and the things that we can do and the things that we know. And all of those things can be a part of your story for 2021. But what story will 2022 tell? How do you want to start your 2022? What do you hope to experience in 2022? You know, this could be a really fun long-term project, actually, because you could write one for 2021 and how it actually went, and then you could write one for 2022 and the things you hope will happen in 2022, and then compare it to what 22 was actually like by writing another story at the end of it. That's a fun idea to ponder and get everybody engaged in. So, I also wanted to offer you some fun experiences that you could have as, again, you usher out one year and usher in another. And something happened in between the previous episode and this episode that I didn't actually think was going to happen this year. And I got kind of excited about it. And that thing is snow. We actually got a little bit of snow. And as I'm sitting here recording this episode, I'm looking out and seeing the different spots and spaces where there still is lasting snow. And it's possible that we're going to get some more. Now, if you've listened to this podcast in years past, you know that I really like the snow. I enjoy shoveling the snow. I enjoy making things with the snow. Snow to me is just a fun sensory experience. And sensory experiences is one of the things that I'm going to talk about in 2022, and I want to encourage you to join me for all the fun upcoming events that I'm going to be offering on a weekly basis in 2022. There are going to be virtual experiences where we can get together online, get to know each other, share ideas, learn, build new skills, and engage with new people right from where we're all at, whether that's our own homes or our own classrooms or different cities in different states, maybe even different countries. I love to meet new people, and I hope that you do too. So I have some fun opportunities for us to be able to do that in 2022. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, since we did get some snow, is just that. The different forms of water. What I was going to call this episode was year end and starting something new. So, talking about these things fits right into that. Water can take so many different forms. It can change and evolve in so many different ways, depending on the atmosphere that it's in. And so, I want to offer you 5 different learning opportunities. And I'm going to ask a similar question for each one, which I hope you will pose to the kids in your life to get the conversation started, to get them excited about these learning experiences. So number one is ice. Where does ice come from? What causes ice to form? Is all ice the same? What can you do with ice? And I'll give you a little hint of something that you can do with ice that is a challenge for an activity that you might be able to recreate with the kids in your life. Ice sculpting. Ice sculpting is something that used to be done at festivals in my local area. And it might be something that you've seen before and the kids in your life have seen before wherever you're from. So maybe you have a large amount of ice already that you could try to challenge the kids to turn into something new. Or perhaps you could go through the process of making ice and then taking that ice and practicing turning it into something new, sculpting something out of the ice. This engages all kinds of different skills and ways of thinking, and it's a great activity to do on a cold winter's day. Number 2 is snow. Snow is not ice, but snow is also not liquid water. So what is snow? What causes snow to form? Is all snow the same? Number 3, frost. Frost is not ice, but it's not snow. So what is it? What causes it? What can you do with frost? What can you do with snow? What can you do with snow that you can't do with frost? What are the things that you can make with snow? Can you make something with frost? Can you yourself cause frost
to form.
Number four, fog. Fog was something that I experienced just the other day. And it was very intense fog, which is something that I personally haven't experienced very many times thus far in my life. You see very light fog kind of regularly, but this was very dense, very thick fog that when you were outside of the car or outside of the house, you could see it, but you couldn't really feel it. And it was a very strange thing. It wasn't quite a physical thing, but it was still a visual effect. So what causes fog? Could you create fog? How would you do it? Where does it come from? Why does it happen more often at certain times than others? And finally, hail. Hail. Hail can be big. Hail can be small. Hail can be heavy. Hail can be relatively light. But what is hail? Is it ice? Is it snow? Is it something else? Why do we get hail sometimes very, very big and sometimes very, very small? Can you make hail happen yourself? These are all really fun weather-related questions and conversations to have, and experiments to experience. Some of them allow you to get more creative than others, like the snow and ice. You can engage a lot of skills and a lot of learning experiences with snow. You can shovel snow. You can sculpt snow into snow people. You can make forts with snow. You can mold snow. Whereas you can't really mold ice. Or can you? That might be another fun experiment. But using different methods, you can still take ice and turn it into something different, unique, and new. And that can be a very exciting and fun skill-building experience for kids and adults alike. You might even want to turn it into a little bit of a contest. The thing that snow and ice has in common is that you can actually build with both. So I would be curious to find out what kinds of things that the kids in your life were inspired to build with both ice and or snow. And I would also be excited to hear about the fun things that kids discovered about each of these five things that I challenged you to experiment with as a part of this week's episode. So I want to wish you a happy new year, both to end 2021 and ushering in 2022. It will officially be 2022 before we learn together and explore new ideas together again. So I hope that you have a fun and exciting New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and I will see you in 2022. One extra little inspiration I want to give you that I gave you, I think, in last week's episode, but that I wanted to remind you of for perhaps your New Year's Eve or your New Year's Day or both celebrations, is don't forget about fireworks and art and noisemakers and all of those fun things that we associate with celebration. They don't have to be dangerous experiences. They don't even have to involve fire. But they are something that can get the kids and the adults' creative juices flowing. You can create your own versions of these things and use them at your New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations. So I hope that I've given you a lot of fun learning and celebration inspiration this week. And again, I want to thank you for joining me this week and this year, being a part of this podcast each and every week. I hope I have inspired you and encouraged you all year long to learn and build new skills through play and exploration. And in what has been another difficult year, I hope that I have helped you find and hold on to curiosity and helped you help the kids in your life continue to be excited to learn and build new skills, even under what were probably still difficult and challenging circumstances. So, with that, thank you again for joining me this week and this year. I hope you will come back next week, which will be next year, when I will start another season of fun learning and skill building ideas and episodes to share with you each and every week. I'll talk to you next year.